Thank you, honorable members, for coming. We now have a report before us. Part of the reason we were just consulting here is that there has been consultations with people in programming and so on. There's a legitimate desire to program the finalization of the debate on this bill as soon as possible, but mindful of the necessity for us to do a good job of looking at it properly and being satisfied with its outcomes. Now, we were hoping that we could go into a discussion and finish it today, but I want to get from you, I don't think this, because you received this in time, the report on time, to be able to do that, to have any proper discussion and debate on it today. We will not do that. We are recommending that this is a in our last meeting, we went through an unusual debate of the structure of the report, of how it should be reorganized, so that it can be much more properly to the way in which we expect it to look like, to our satisfaction, and to pull things through so that you have your recommendations there and so on. Now, what we are going to do today, except for any other comments that you may want to make about the process, we will recommend to the programming committee that we use the week of the 15th, the week of the 15th. No, it's not next week. Sorry, it's week after. Yes. To debate and finalize this thing, so that we must be placed on the program for that day. We will try and get the earliest day on which to do that. So what we are going to do now is to get your comments on this bill and then leave you to caucus the recommendations. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. A bill is different. Thank you for educating me. Thank you very much. That's the, just to give you an outline of how, having heard and listened to the information about the process and consultations inside the committee sections, so that's the process. Any comment that you want to make on that? Yeah. Any violent opposition? Okay. Sorry? No? No. Any peace? So, you can't guarantee that. That opposition is never violent. Yeah, no, I accept it. No, the reason I'm trying to push you to say anything that you want to say about the structure of this thing is because I will not accept that when we... time of the process, okay? You talk on the report itself and so on, but the process, we are not retreating, we are not going back. It will be for finalization. So as soon as we end this meeting, we are going to communicate with the people who programmed this thing, that the committee feels that it needs an additional space to go through it, because we requested the staff, which is also responsible for other work that they were doing and so on. And I did read some of your enthusiastic comment on the draft report. Not all of you did that. Some of you did comment. Thanks for your enthusiastic intervention on the report itself. So we do expect you to continue to do that. We appreciate input. I've also drafted the foreword, preliminary thoughts, as they occurred to me as a foreword. Now, when I sleep, when I wake up, I have a right to change my mind. But I'm giving you the thrust of my thoughts of what the foreword should look like. So that's it. Members, that's the view from the chair. I do expect you, if you have any differing view, to let me know. And then we allow you to go through the report for now. You can speak to the document if you want to for now. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Peter, and then...
Well, Chair, I mean, it's true, we did get the document a bit later than anticipated, although I think it was emailed, but we couldn't necessarily access it. So I only got a hard copy, you know, 12 o'clock or something today.
Yeah.
So I just kind of ran through it rather than studying it.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, first to say, obviously, it's a big improvement of what it was in respect of the format. But it's, I mean, whoever's going to finalize this thing is full of typos and grammar and linguistic issues, which I'm sure somebody will tidy up down the road. But in respect of what it says, the content, you know, I only thought afterwards when I saw the revised version, well, two things, actually. I mean, this report was meant to examine, as it says, to specifically investigate the underlying reasons for the often violent protests and things. I think part of the introduction somewhere should actually say what these protests were. How many were they? Where were they? Give some sense of what the issues, where we were looking. And then secondly, I don't think the report anywhere, it's all implied, it doesn't actually answer the question. It says here we were required to investigate the underlying reasons for the protests. There's no sentence anywhere which says the reasons for the protest were the following.
Yeah.
It's all assumed. You have to read between the lines that because housing wasn't delivered properly, that's the reason. Or because of this, that's the reason.
Yeah.
But I think it needs to be far more explicit. It should say,
yeah,
our findings are that the protest took place for the following reasons.
Yeah.
And A, B, and C. Now, the reason I say that is because when you assume it's X, simply because of the way it's presented, it may be wrong. Yeah. I just have to read here in this delivery. This one is in October last year. And here the author, whom most of you will probably know, is saying that in fact, he analyzes the protest.
Peter, you can safely, even before you go outside, refer to the briefing document.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, briefing document. But the guidance we got from the meeting last time said, go back to the terms of reference.
Yeah.
And answer that.
Yeah.
So, in other words, any further improvement will be in that direction to say, this is what we were asked to do. It was not just to check what lay behind it, but also to propose how we improve the quality of services going forward.
Yeah.
So, in a sense, it's reading that and then looking what we have in the report as a response to that.
Yeah.
So, we will okay the report if it responds to that properly.
Yes, and my feeling
is what you're saying.
Really?
Yeah. No, Joe, I take your point. I was just saying that we don't have to go further.
Yeah, we'll go further.
Yeah.
Then,
okay.
Chair, when it comes to specific conclusions, I must admit some of them, I disagree with them. Some of them I don't understand. I don't know if you want to discuss them. I mean, you see, the trouble is, if you want to have a discussion on this document, you need to go like paragraph by paragraph or page by page or section by section, saying, are you happy? So I don't know how you want to do this. But I mean, I'm looking at the recommendations under governance.
No, thanks for your enthusiastic delving into the stuff. But Adrian, you wanted to say something so that we proceed?
Yes. Just point of order, I'm not
away and do it with that view in mind. Yeah.
Just
remember the end of the meeting yesterday, the last meeting, was that the report must be redrafted to answer the question. So you are going to be reading it with that in mind. You are already giving us your view. Yes, yes. But I'm saying that you yourself said you haven't read it. They're skimming through it. So I'm saying the process is for us to do it once we have read it, so that we make those recommendations for doing fully. So if we can do that, the process is as follows. You are going to read the report and give us feedback. No. Written feedback preferably. It shouldn't be a thesis, obviously. It's a paragraph or two. Because if you want us to come back to a meeting before we finalize this thing, we will not have the time to do that. If we come to the meeting to take those comments and then send them back to go and rewrite it, it will take another time. So it is preferable that we get comments in for improving this report that we have. And then so that when we come back, it's been written more or less taking on board some of the recommendations that you may be making and so on. And then we can discuss those, and especially cleaning the recommendations. Adrian, and...
Thanks, Jefferson. Yes, I've just got a point of clarity.
Yes. Sorry, I was here.
We've got two documents, but they're different. So I just want to know if everybody's got the same, working on the same document. Page 22, 3.4. I've got four paragraphs, and the other document's only got two paragraphs.
Which document do you have?
The one issued this morning, yeah.
You always take the latest.
So how many paragraphs?
And the
Jefferson, the reason why this happened was it was on public participation, and I mentioned about ward committees in the previous meeting.
Yes.
And then they captured it here, but they haven't distributed it to everybody, so I don't know whether or not this is captured.
Version. Yeah, no, that's just points that are, these are points that I'm saying you should speak to. Okay. You will speak to the document that you are speaking to. Yeah. Yes, Mehilda. Hilda, please. And then you, Chief.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
In looking at the report, the first document that we got last week,
yeah,
and this one,
yes,
I seem to miss a lot, especially in the areas where I visited.
Yes.
It seems as if that part of the committee didn't do any work, because there are some areas that we saw, especially in the northern, in the northwest.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about those. I think the people that were taking notes for us really are not doing justice for us here. Because, for instance, if I can make example, in the number of municipalities that we met, some of them were actually complaining about ESCOM. It's also supposed to be here, because there were recommendations that were made. And
okay.
I don't see anything about the northwest here. And also in an area, still in the northwest, there were dams that were taken and were shown. That actually it was built by Mangope. That the Department of Water and Environmental Affairs doesn't even know about the dam. I thought something like that would actually be part of this report, and there's nothing whatsoever about it here.
Chair, just on a point of clarity, you want us to submit in writing any suggestions that we may have for amendments to this document? Okay. But my fear is then it doesn't mean necessarily mean those amendments will, or changes from each of us will appear in the final draft. I mean, how are we going to engage those changes? When we come back next week or whenever the next meeting is, are we going to go page by page like Honourable Smith has suggested? Or
thing? Yeah, Chairperson, linking to that, I think for most of us, the implementation plan is very important, for that's the way forward. So I would just request you, if we make specific recommendations on those, that be given to the whole committee, and that we have a proper discussion on that aspect only. Like I feel that's the important part of the whole report, our implementation plan, where we must try and agree as much as possible. And on one or two of them, we've got specific, one of our members specifically on skills development and so on, as his own wording. So my request is again then, you know, just if we do submissions on that aspect, the implementation plan, that we all get that in writing so that we can discuss it. On the rest, Chair, our approach would really be to correct mistakes, and I don't think there will be much problems that when we do that will be taken into account. And if something has been left out, that we make it and that give it in, be taken into the document. So I'm just concluding by saying on the implementation plan, we feel that a lot of discussion is necessary, but which is not perhaps the rest of the documents needed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we look at the document of the 18th of August, it has all the provinces covered, province by province, which on the document of the 27th is not there. That was going to, I believe, come as an addendum. Is that correct? Yeah. That is why I think the Honourable Member is querying it, because she has the document of the 27th, but not the previous one.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. No. I actually wanted to comment on the two municipalities that I also went to. That is Mulemule and Thulamela. And I just want to find out our submission. Are we going to email it to the researchers? Because I can see here in Thulamela, the people there, especially on the side of Malamulele, were actually complaining that they wanted that municipality to be divided into two because it's big and some people are not getting good services. So I just want to know, am I going to actually email it to them, or what must I do, because it's omitted in this report?
All right. Now, members, just as a broad, yes, in that. No, Chair, maybe you wanted to assist us. If you want to do so, I won't mind to wait.
My, what we requested the last time is that we must lift out key patterns, key trends that respond to the mandate of the ad hoc committee, the reasons for its existence. And that mandate was read to us here, and we agreed that the researchers must take off to go and pull together from the thick report that they presented and reorganize to fit in to respond to those things. And some of the material we gave them as examples of how to present the report, included a section that would have attachment and what you call addendum and so that of more detailed stuff like who we saw and so on, where we went and so on. But some of the key emerging patterns and trends must be reflected in the recommendations. So don't just look for Mulemela or Malemela, whatever the area. Look at whether what emerged from there is in the trends that in the recommendations that have been made or observations that have been made. Those will appear in the addendum that will be attached to the report. What we will do with whatever comes to us by way of suggestions or recommendations or observations, we will collate and recirculate to you so that you have an overview of what comes from all of us here by way of recommendations, so that when we come, you have looked at it, you have discussed it. What we will then do is the team that we are working with will incorporate it in the two ways, either in the recommendations, in the observations, and also how it is reflected in the attachment. So that's the way in which I see us going forward. That's how we will handle those inputs, so that when we come, we discuss, especially in the area of strength, in the area of recommendations, including implementation plan and so on. And then we can debate those when we meet. We will have about a day and a half or a whole day meeting instead of a morning. Yeah, so that we go thoroughly into those discussions. So that's the way I see us handling any further. You wanted to say something, Honorable Ntlengeto.
Chairperson, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to come in, maybe starting from our last meeting.
Yes.
We agreed that the researchers must come up with a shorter version of the report so that it could be user-friendly and and readable.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to compliment by them just to have this handy report.
Yeah.
Taken from Honorable Member, I want to say name. he's saying there are some issues, and Honorable Member from COPE, I must pardon me to...
Yeah,
in the committee, but I don't know your name, pardon me about that. Is that there are some other issues that are being omitted. That I think that's the way of summarizing a thicker document to this one. There will be some issues that will be left out. I think those issues that have been left out, since Chairperson has mentioned that on the 15th, 2 weeks to come now, we'll be having a debate. Those issues maybe members can add in their speeches, because we can't submit that thick document to Parliament as it was. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah. No, but I think let's remain with the summary I made, because what will come back may reflect some of those in the addendum, because we do have to have a section that speaks to the municipalities we visited. You know, the map that says we went to place A, B, C, D, and so on somewhere. And if there are any, we can only take any, if it's a detail, too much of a detail, we can treat it that way. But there are substantial things that must be reflected in the report in one way or another. So let's handle it that way. Let's finalize the report in that way. So please, just, I know we are busy, but please take a bit of time and respond. Okay, read. Adrian says read. Okay. No, people read. This is why they are raising the comments they are making. So I think that will be useful that we have those views so that we incorporate them in one way or another. And then we can debate what we agree on by way of recommendations and see if we have a consensus about the report and what it proposes. There's significant stuff here. So we will go and negotiate with the programming committee to give us the time that we are requiring to complete this stuff. But otherwise, it is really just a matter of programming now. So let's use the space that we will get to conclude and finalize the report. My request will also be to the team, Shireen, please give the House Chairperson a copy of the report with an understanding that it's not adopted. We are working towards finalizing. We will tell him, here's the version that is already in place, so that he has a sense of where we are at with things and so on. He said to me he hasn't seen it. It's good that you haven't seen it, because we haven't finalized it. But I think it's okay to give him a draft. We are at a stage where we can afford to do that. Members, is there anything else that you want to raise? Dagan?
The point that I wanted just to raise, I think we have touched on it, because I guess that the recommendations and the action plans are the most important element of the report. But I just guess that our team, our staff, they will really write a draft report. The report that I'm having is almost a final report, and I guess that will write somewhere that is a draft report. In case another person really got hold of this report, we'll be able then to know that is a draft report, really, therefore it's subject for discussion and many interpretations. I think that's what they should do, just to avoid some of the things that could happen.
Thank you very much for your alertness here. Yes, Ndati.
Just a small thing. You say we're going to meet on the day, obviously, before the 15th. Now, when do these comments that you want need to be in?
Yesterday.
No, but I'm serious. A serious date.
No, because we can't afford to one more day without those comments.
No, that's
and, so, no, my advice is what this week, we must have those comments. We can't take more than by Friday. In other words, by Friday, 12 o'clock, you must address them to the team here.
And
Shireen,
then,
yeah.
And then what day of the week do you intend having the meeting of the committee?
We will let you know. That we have to negotiate.
Well, that can be very problematic.
Yes, it can. This is why we can't tell you now. So we have to go and negotiate it. Yes. With programming. This is a tight space. So we are going to negotiate it. Yeah. Okay, members, thank you very much. This is a draft. It's not approved. It's not our collective view. So thank you. Yet, it will be, I guess.